أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يدبر الأمر ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذنه ذلكم الله ربكم فاعبدوه أفلا تذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 3 of Surah Yunus. In ayah number 1, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about this Quran that is full of wisdom. In ayah number 2, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his specific duty. Here in ayah number 3, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about himself, his qudrat, his power, his might. Allah says, Inna Rabbakumullah, certainly your Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is this Allah in this ayat? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about just one or two aspects of his qudrat. Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard. He is that being that created the skies and the earth. Creating the skies and the earth in the way Allah ta'ala created it, without any material whatsoever. There was no plan, there were no equipment, there was no helpers. And when we look at this entire universe, that Allah Ta'ala created all the planets around, the distance that Allah Ta'ala placed one from the other, the speed of its orbit, all par excellent precision, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, how long did it take Allah Ta'ala to do all of this? Fi sittati ayyamin, in 6 days. Ulama are unanimous on the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have done this, all of it, in a flash of a second. In a point of a second, Allah Ta'ala would have done all of this. But one reason why Allah Ta'ala did not do it all in 1 second or 1 split second, was simply because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to leave a lesson for you and I, insan, that when we do things, we plan them out and we take the space of time in order to do things. And that is the only reason why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created this entire creation, this entire universe, and then in other eyes of the Quran, whatever lies in between, all of it was in a period of 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then after that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now the word istiwa is such a word, and with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not comprehensible. We cannot understand this. When somebody questioned Imam Malik about this phenomena of Allah Ta'ala's ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, he said, الْإِسْتِوَاءُ مَعْلُومٌ. With regards to this word istiwa, we hear the imam before the salat, istawsufufakum. It actually means to straighten. Now, when we apply it to Allah, our minds do not work, it boggles our mind, and we will not understand it. So hence, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi would say, al-istiwa'u ma'adumun, this word istiwa, that is known to us. Wal-kayfu majhulun, how it happened in the case of Allah Ta'ala, that is not known to us. Allah Ta'ala did not divulge how it happened. Wal imanu bihi wajibun. And however, to bring iman in it is compulsory. Allah speaks about it in several places of the Quran, and we will bring full iman that this istiwa had taken place. Wassu'alu anha bid'atun. And to question, to prowl into this, how it happened, when it happened, all of that, he says it is a bid'ah. Bid'ah here means it is not known. Sahaba would have been the first to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Sahaba also didn't ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Tabi'een, they would have asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they also didn't ask. And at the very beginning of Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this aspect of the Quran, which is known as mutashabihat. that the meanings may be known to us, but obviously the implication, that is not known to us, and hence we will not be able to say very much more than this. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala systemized the entire creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And now we can look at this system and we marvel and we marvel, and each time we learn something more about it, we begin to realize this great Qudrat and this great power and this great might of Allah. But if we can just remember these very basic things, that there was no material, there was no plan, there was no helper, and look at how Allah Ta'ala had created all of this in perfect harmony. Everything is in its orbit, and hence Allah says, مَا مِن شَفِيعٍ إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ إِذْنِي, that there is no shafi'a, there will be no intercessor in the courts of Allah Ta'ala, but after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's permission. Allah now goes into His majesty on the day of Qiyamah. Who is there then to intercede? If Allah Ta'ala does not wish a person to intercede, none can intercede in the courts of Allah but by the permission of Allah, not even a Nabi, not even an angel. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala terminates now and He says, that is Allah who is your Rabb. That is your Allah. That is Allah who is your Rabb. Look at His creation and turn to Him and beseech Him for all your needs, for whatever it may be. But at the same time, without you even asking, He sustains you and He sees to those needs that you don't even know about. فَاعْبُدُوهُ, then worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, do you not take heed? After looking at this magnanimous creation of Allah, think about the greatness of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.